Today's gospel takes us through a very rapid escalation. Starts out with an insignificant act or insignificant detail, plucking a few heads of grain while walking through a field. The Pharisees raise it to the level of Sabbath violations, and then Jesus, in his response, raises the whole issue to the question of who's the Lord? Who's the Lord of the Sabbath, and what is the Sabbath for in the first place? So you could see how quickly the discussion or the passage takes us to higher things. For us who are living in the postmodern world where there is no such thing as a Sabbath or anything that's particularly sacred to God in the world, it's hard to enter into the mindset of the Pharisees right away, because on the surface it looks like they're being unrealistically legalistic. You know, in my lifetime there has been a radical shift away from observance of the Lord's Day. It used to be Sunday, you know, businesses would close down and people wouldn't do certain things, but now there's almost nothing that is forbidden on a Sunday. So our mentality is that you can do whatever you want, whenever you want. That's why it's hard for us to take on this attitude of the Pharisees. But if we get past the literal detail of what they are accusing the disciples of, we can find the natural human tendency to judge people according to our own standards. And this is very common in all of us. Maybe we don't accuse people of violating the Sabbath or of breaking any particular law on Sunday, but we have our own laws and our own ideas of the right way to do things. And you know, in a very polarized society, pretty much everyone can accuse everyone else of being wrong about something. And that seems to be the most popular pastime nowadays. The example that comes to mind, I'm sure I've used this before, is the disagreement over the vaccinations and the masks and the different protocols came up with COVID. Naturally, there's disagreement. I mean, a disagreement about every prudential judgment. But people immediately leap to absolutes. If you hold one position, well, then anyone who disagrees with you is a bad person and deserves to be canceled from public discussions. So, you know how it is. It doesn't matter which position it is. If it's your position, if it's your position, it's right. And if it's not your position, well, then it's wrong. And no discussion is possible. I just read, was it yesterday or 2 days ago, about the author of the Harry Potter books. You probably heard this. She has been outspoken in defense of certain distinctions between men and women. She's very concerned that women are at risk if men who claim to be women enter into their private spaces. Well, that makes her automatically a bad person, and so she has to be canceled out from the public discussion. Now, she's an enormously popular author, and her books, the Harry Potter series, very, very popular, but now her name can't be used for anything, and somebody recently decided to remove the cover and the title page of her books and rebind them so that the book can be sold without the name of the author on it. It's an extreme case of this kind of Phariseeism. Like, you can enjoy Harry Potter and be a fan, but you can't even mention or look at the name of the author. This is an extreme case of this mentality by which we have a standard and we judge everyone according to our standard. Jesus' solution here is, first of all, to point out to the Pharisees that they are violating their own tradition, because even King David himself felt free to violate the rule, the literal rule, for the good of his men, eating the holy bread. But then Jesus takes it beyond the question of who's right and who's wrong, whose example do we follow, and and tries to bring us up to the mindset of God himself. What does God think about these things? He did not create man for the Sabbath. He did not make us to be bound to all sorts of legalisms. The law is for our good. The Sabbath is made for man. The law is a guide. It's a good thing. We need laws. Every society needs laws. The church has laws. God has laws. That's a good thing. We have to be willing to be guided by what is good. But we do not make any law, other than God's absolute laws, of course, but don't make any law into an absolute, because there's something higher, and that is the Lord himself. He doesn't say it clearly in this gospel, but what he's talking about is the law of love. If our attitude toward one another is completely colored by our legal interpretation, it's going to break down and there's going to be division. If the basis for our relationship with one another is love, it's a whole different foundation, and there's a way in which we can respect and uphold one another, even do what's good for the other, even if we disagree with them. So the law of love, which the Pharisees, that's one thing that they don't seem to be able to fathom, sets us free from the easy trap of legalism being legalistic about our approach to one another. So with that in mind, we need to listen first of all to God and accept his way of seeing us and others. After all, other people are not the only people we judge. We judge ourselves too, sometimes more harshly than God himself. And that God wants us to set us free from that too. He wants us to know that he created us out of love. He sustains us in love. He calls us to love. He calls us to be holy as he is holy, meaning to love as he loves. And that's not only how we relate to ourselves, but how we relate to everyone. So it's a revolution. It's a complete revolution of our natural way of evaluating and judging. But it's a very, very freeing, because then we're not the standard, and nothing that we choose for ourselves is the standard. God himself is the standard. And he sets himself as the example for how to relate to one another. How does God relate to us? Well, he does everything he can for our good, including sacrificing himself on the cross. If that's our attitude, we won't be trapped in the easy mistake of judging according to the law.